they scored, and some issues there starting out. But from midway after the first quarter on, I thought offensively we ran the ball strong. I thought defensively we played really well, played the run, played the pass well. Even offense, I mean, special teams wise, did a good job of of the returns and things like that. So not a complete four quarters of play, but close to it. Very athletic, talented Hampton team. Coach Trent's going to do a good job there. But I just thought that we were dedicated to the things that we do well, and that was part of the just kind of part of the mojo that's been going on now. So we got to can keep those things going, and limiting some of the issues that have caused us to have these slow starts. But much better than the previous week in terms of playing and starting and going fast and scoring and keeping a third down situation. I thought we did a good job again, third down wise, getting them on offense and recruiting them from getting in on defense. And so that's part of the game. And then just the running game, like I said, was really good for us. Darius and Bronson Yoder, I thought, did an outstanding job along with Malachi Emo and even Tyler Hughes, quarterback that played, in the latter part of the game, did an outstanding job as well. So overall pleased. And now getting ready to go against a really good talented team as well.
First question is happening from John O'Connor. Go ahead, John.
Thank you, Rob. Coach Lennon, you've seen a lot of great catches. I wonder where the catch that Drayshon Kendrick made ranks in your book.
That was awesome. That was up there. That's one of those da-da-da-da-da-da, So I know it didn't show up on ESPN, but that was a tremendous catch. Hand-eye coordination, making sure the foot got down, hanging on to the ball, once he got to the ground and all those things. And that's the kind of receiver player that that Drayshon can be, and it is. So, but it was a great catch, and it ranks up there as among the best.
Could I follow up by asking about another one of your receivers? Sean McElwain is sort of coming to his own here recently, and I wonder if you could comment on his progress.
Yeah, Sean has done a really good job. He and Coach Armstrong does a good job with our tight ends. Trey McDonald is a hardcore guy as well. Sean, athletic guy that can go up, make catches. Does a good job blocking as well. So kind of the multidimensional, but at the same time, I think we're gonna, obviously he's gonna become more of a target for us because of his, 6 foot five plus length body. His ability to block, to flex him out and being a slot receiver and all those things. So yeah, he's gotten good. You can see the best of his footballs ahead of him.
Thank you, Coach Lennon.
Thanks, John.
Mike, your next question from Sean Robertson. Go ahead, Sean.
Thanks, Rob. Good morning. Oh, good afternoon, Coach.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, since the Coastal Carolina game, you guys have been rolling offensively. I'm assuming it's going to start with the offensive line. What did they say amongst that group after that game to kind of get you guys back in gear?
I mean, well, first of all, you got to have guys with demonstrated performance. So there's veterans in that group. You talk about Captain Ryan McKenna, Caden Lynch, his guard that's played in a lot of games. Bart Francois, starter, played in a lot of games, and obviously Charles Grant, captain. It wasn't as much as talking as it was doing. And I just think that the group believes themselves. It's the strength of our offense is having guys that can, open holes up for our running backs, also protect Darius. And it's great to see them downfield making blocks too. That's the other thing. Those guys are run downfield to get the second, third block. So I just think collectively as a group, there's an older, mature type of group that's experienced, that their expectations is to do well. And they don't mind, everybody riding their coattails to get to the opportunity to score points and keep our quarterback from getting hit. But I like our leadership. They're very, very good group of individuals there, Sean.
And if I could follow up with you real quick, when you can have three guys like Darius, Emo, and Yoder who can all run the ball the way that they can, how much more dangerous does this offense look for you guys?
Well, I think it adds to explosive play opportunities. All three of those guys can turn a regular 2 yard, 1 yard gain into a 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 yard game because of their skill set. And, just got to be smart about how we go about utilizing them. We talked to Darius about going down as he's running the ball himself. But, and then being able to throw the ball down the field again with the guy again, like Drayshon and Hollis Mathis. And then we just talked about Sean McElwain. So there's a group of skill set that allows us to run the ball, but also understanding that teams want to stop the run, that we're going to have to also do something with our passing game. I think Coach Acatelli, as an offensive coordinator and the offensive staff, have done a good job game planning the who and the what, for our games. And so we're going to have to do the same thing this week again against Townsend.
Do you teach Darius to slide?
I'm trying to, man, because it's important that he learn that, because you can't put your body out there to be subject to getting those kind of hits that could put you out. So he's done a good job. He's going to continue to keep doing a good job. But we may work on that today. Just when to go out and when to go down. But he's a highly competitive individual, and you see those so many things at practice, and just the things that he does. Very proud of him, but we got a lot of games still yet to play, and it's important that he can handle himself accordingly.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Sean.
Got a follow-up from John. Good, yeah.
Coach, London Towson is a, I don't know who has played the toughest schedule in FCS, but they got to be up there. I wonder if that factors into what you tell your guys this week in terms of, yeah, we're playing a one-win team, but.
Yeah. Well, without a doubt, John. Coach Shinnick is an excellent coach. They have a really good football team, so you can't get it twisted. They played Cincinnati, lost to them, but then they played Villanova, top 10. They played North Dakota State, same thing, ranked team, and they got a win against Morgan State. But it's a very good football team, and you can't go to sleep on these guys. They beat us last year at our homecoming, and so now we got to travel up there to them. So they got a group of skill set. Guys, the running backs, the wide receivers, their DBs. I mean, they're all athletic, and so and I know that they're looking to get back on the right side of things. They had a bye week, so they might have got some guys back healthy. So yeah, we this is an excellent team, and we got to make sure we do all the things we need to do to get corrected to go on the road and play this team.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks.
Mike, we've talked a lot about the offense today, but I just want to touch a little on the defense. As you said, you gave up 7 in the first quarter, but then a shutout the rest of the way against the Hampton offense has been putting quite a few points on the board this season against all their opponents. What did you do so well defensively?
Yeah, we talked about who's got the this is assignment football, dive quarterback pitch, those types of things, and we didn't have a had an opportunity to tackle the quarterback on one of his runs and missed a tackle, and he had an explosive play. But after settling down with that and getting, I thought Coach Dowling, Coach Revel, Blatstock, and Carter, all they've all done a really good job of kind of putting the pieces together, and then we played better the second, third, and into the fourth quarter. We've done that, over the last few games of playing better with the corrections going into halftime. Obviously holding the 7 points in the first quarter, and then and no points from the second on to the second half is a big opportunity to kind of see how you're progressing. But those things are going to be, like I said, critically important as you get now into the other part of the CAA season, playing good CAA teams. And so it's going to be important for us to do the same, playing against this Saturday's team up there at Townsend.
All right, Mike, thanks so much for the time this afternoon. Safe travels to Towson, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good
Thank
day.
you. All right, you too. Once again, for media members on the